Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. For this afternoon, there will be the possibility of light snow, high near 32 degrees. Total daytime snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 15. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 25. And in the news for today, a constitutional amendment that would make it harder for violent criminal defendants to get out on bail could be coming before Wisconsin voters in the upcoming April election. The amendment passed the Assembly 70-21 and the Senate 23-10 last session. As a constitutional amendment, it must pass the legislature in two subsequent sessions before going before voters. The governor cannot veto a constitutional amendment. That, according to a report from the La Crosse Tribune. Representative Cindy Duchaux, a Republican from Delafield, and Senator Van Wangard, a Republican from Racine, said in a joint statement that the amendment was introduced on the first full day of the new legislative session with hopes of placing the measure on the April 4th spring election ballot. The amendment would require a court to consider the defendant's potential risk to public safety when setting bail. Currently, bail is set only as a means to ensure the person appears in court. Under the amendment, courts would have to consider the totality of the circumstances when determining bail, specifically whether the accused has a previous conviction for a violent crime, the probability that the accused will fail to appear in court, the need to protect members of the community from serious harm, and whether the defendant might intimidate witnesses. Criminal defense attorneys and other opponents of the amendment have argued the changes will result in more people presumed to be innocent held behind bars longer because of higher bail amounts while they await trial. The Wisconsin Justice Initiative, a nonprofit that works to ensure defendants are treated fairly, argued the change will create a two-tiered justice system with one for the rich and one for the poor. Wangard announced he intends to introduce the bill next Tuesday. Again, information for this report came in part and with permission from the La Crosse Tribune. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is extending the public comment period on its proposed plan for wolf management in the state through February. Initially set to end January 10th, the allotted time for the public to weigh in on the first update for the plan since 2007 has been extended until February 28th, after conservation groups and others asked for more time. The DNR announced the 7-week extension last month. The current plan, which was written in 1999 and modified in 2007, is widely considered outdated. It has become a major source of contention in the state's conservation policy as various groups debate what the state's wolf population should be. Rather than setting a statewide population goal, the proposed plan will divide the state into 6 regions, each of which will have its own population goal. The 1999 plan set the state goal at 350 at the time when the wolf was returning to Wisconsin. The 1999 plan set the goal of 350 at a time when the wolf was returning to Wisconsin after being extirpated in the late 1950s. Some information for this report came from the Wisconsin Examiner. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.